Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison here, and oh wow, it's July 13th, 2022. And I tell you, I got a message this week that's full of Jesus juice, also known as the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's glory on this message. And Lord, we pray that you would open up the heavens. Open up the heavens, virtually. No matter when this is listened to, you are outside of time. So any of the dates and times don't matter because you, in fact, I saw the Lord moving and giving angels and moving virtually. A virtual anointing is happening right now. Virtual impartations are happening. Virtual assignments happening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, I have a powerful message for this month. If you didn't see it, I do a prophetic word of the month. July 6th was my podcast called Christmas in July, New Gifts and Blessings. Check it out if you haven't heard it. That was last week's. But that's a full-on layout of where we are right now. One of the more powerful messages I've gotten in a very long time. And I prophesied that at the beginning of the year, the Lord gave me that word. He said it was part of the prophetic word for the year, in January, that Christmas in July, and there'll be an alignment of new gifts and blessings. It's happening right now. New angels are here. So God is getting you ready for a new season. So there might be some things that you need to adjust, tweak, or die to. Oh my goodness. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. To everything, there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. Now, I just heard this. I've heard this a couple of times. In fact, when I saw the new year, I had a vision of the new year back in I think it was around December. I saw the new year. It had a bridge going to this new season, and it said Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. The Lord says it. To get to the new season, we may need to die to a few things, but once you do that, more things will be born and birthed out of this, if you know what I mean by that. So it's a season of shifting. He's going to bring you into his perfect timing for this new season right now. We are getting aligned with the times and the seasons. In fact, one of the gifts that he's giving, the Christmas gifts in July, is the times and seasons gift. I have that one. I've got the times and seasons gift. And that's why I'm able to release the daily prophetic and the monthly and the weekly and the monthly and the yearly. Plus, just to understand where we are and how to get things aligned and fine-tuned so that you could actually be blessed no matter what it looks like. You might need to go through some things right now and take a look and see if there's something that you need to adjust. I've had to do that. I've had to change some things, pray at different times, pray different prayers, get up different times. Yeah, I've had to make some adjustments for this new season. But the Lord, he might call you to die to some issues or plans even that you might have had. You'll hear him. He's going to go through it with you. This is not a brutal thing, by the way. You need to go through the healing of who God really is. He is a loving Father. He's not here to lob your arms off and send you to some place you don't want to go. That's not the Lord. I used to think that. It is not the Lord at all. He's a loving Father. He loves you, and he understands what you've been through. So there's a greater understanding coming right now into the Bible, into the Word of God. And so I heard him doing it. I've heard him do this a few times. I'm a seer. I don't know if you know, understand it. The seer actually can see, hear, sense, know, smell, understand, speak all things at the same time, but not, in other words, many of you are these. You're a seer. It doesn't mean that I see visions. That's why right now there's an understanding. God's going to let you see into the Bible. He's going to let you understand most of the time because of that, what I just described, the seer, is that it's not just seeing, it's mostly, it's whatever whatever you need to be able to hear at any given time. See, the prophets, I forgot what verse, there's a place in the Bible that says that the Lord had to cover the eyes of the prophets, but the head of the seer. He's opening up your head right now with everything that you need. And so right now I'm going to be using a language. Do not limit what I'm saying for you. Don't limit things to think that you're not a seer, you're not a prophetic, you're not a prophet. You have everything you need. You have every gift. The Lord, listen to me. I want the Spirit inside you to come to attention. The Lord has given you everything you need to succeed. And you will hear His voice. You will rise up into this time and be victorious. Be seated with Christ in heavenly places in Jesus' name. The Lord is preparing you right now to hear His voice much more clearly during the season. And here's how to prepare. The best way to prepare is to align yourself with heaven. Develop godly character. You know, the bottom line of it really is develop. I've been telling people all the time, take a look at Colossians 3. If you want to align yourself, use Colossians 3. Don't focus on the negative things, but walk through the negative things. Then move to the positive and bring forward. Develop godly character right now and shore up the areas of your life that the enemy's been trying to gain a foothold. That's what he does. He'll get in through character. And he'll, you know, in other words, if there's some areas in your life that, you know what I mean, you want to replace those with love, peace, and joy, to name a few. Colossians 3:14. But above all things, put on love, which is a bond of perfection. And let the Spirit of peace rule in your heart. The peace of God rule in your heart, which is, you are also called to be one body. So be very thankful. Now listen, this is so important. There's so much in this that there's a bond of perfection. But it's not a perfectionism. There's a bond of perfecting you in Christ. That's not perfectionism. When you move in the things of the Lord, you come into agreement with grace. And you need to come into agreement with grace over others. I have a friend recently said to me, he lobbed off the relationship. He just cut our relationship off and said, he says, I don't have grace for you, he said, you're going through so much. I go, where the heck's that in the Bible? You know, not have grace for someone. Do a word study on this. And above all else, put on love. That's what it says. Put on peace. Let peace rule your heart. And then you will come into one body and be thankful. We're in a season right now that we need to have grace for one another. Love, peace, and thankfulness is ruling right now. So this week I want to talk more about the mysteries and the revelation that's being revealed. I saw an angel. In fact, there was like five groups of angels start to come last month or so. I think it was. I saw these five groups of angels come, but one of them. In fact, it was a group of angels. I call them the Ephesians 3:9 angels. They are the mysteries, which is revelation and administration. How good is that? That's like having a dream and the interpretation all at one. That's the mystery and the interpretation. I've been having dreams like that. I've been having dreams. I used to have seer dreams. Like, my goodness, I had to interpret them all. But now I'm having the dream tell me what. In the dream, I'm being shown what to do. Ephesians 3:9 is these styles of angels. And some of them are one angel. You're coming in power. I have one. One that's in Ephesians 3:9. But then there's different groups of them. Don't get all hung up on it, okay? But Ephesians 3:9 says this, to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which from past ages has been kept hidden in God who created all things. So there's new angels here to bring you the mysteries, that's the revelation, and the administration to know what to do or how to respond. In some cases, it is the next step. Well, let me just tell you, how this worked out in my life, even just this past weekend. And this ties into with my word to step out right now and do some things, even though you might not feel like you should do it. So Lynn and I, we were heading for a walk. We live in Los Angeles, West Side. We're heading for a walk at the beach, and the Lord spoke to us, spoke to me, actually. He spoke to me to stop at Costco in Marina Del Rey. Okay, now, we live in L.A., you know. There is a lot of people here, and there's not enough Costcos. There's not enough anything. And here it is Saturday, and the Lord says, you know, because I have time during the week if I need something, you know. And we have lines, you know, all the time. But the Lord says, no, I want you to stop in Costco on Saturday. I'm going to show you something. And so we did. We went in. And as I was walking in, the first thing I see, we go there for, you know, supplies and stuff. And first thing I see is this pair of sunglasses. And it's a rim. I really love a rimless sunglass. And it's the sunglasses I've been looking for. Usually I have to sit there and try them on. You know, I have to figure it out, you know, because that's just my style. Hey, I said, I put them on. And the Lord said, these are the ones. So I bought them, I bought them instantly. And I bought the new glasses. And then, while we were still in Costco, I hadn't gotten them yet, but I had them, you know. And I heard the Lord say, now pray Ephesians 3:9 angels about the mystery and the administration, and also invite the Spirit of truth to speak right now for what we need. So we're shopping, we buy a couple of things, we went to check out, it was amazing. My goodness, I don't know where everyone was, but I felt like, man, we were even saying it over the weekend that this was amazing to be able to go in there on that time, especially Marina Del Rey. The other thing is that's where I've been getting a lot of my attacks, is the West Side and Marina Del Rey. It was one of the things that the Lord told me now. So we got the mystery and the administration. We asked the Spirit of Truth to speak. I put on the sunglasses. And as we left there, we asked the Lord to show us what we needed. And so over the next few days, I'm not sure if it was the next day, but I tell you, it was almost right away. I had a dream, and in the dream was centered around Costco in Marina Del Rey, where some of the attacks, not necessarily Costco, but Marina Del Rey area, some of the attacks I've been getting. Venice Beach, that area where I've done a lot of outreach in the past, had offices and things like that, where I have an anointing and we're about to shift to a new level. So I had this dream, and in the dream I was shown the things. That wasn't much interpretation. I knew how to break it. So my whole team, we broke things, and that was amazing. But you know what? I probably would have never gone in to Costco on a Saturday. I bought these sunglasses that are actually allowing us, it's a symbolic thing. This is prophetic. It's a prophetic sign. Let's put on the glasses that's going to see in the Spirit. Let's take up the things that we need right now. Invite the Spirit of Truth. We invite the angels, especially the mysteries and the administration. So the prophetic mysteries now are being revealed. And I want to release this word because it's one that I see come here. I see these come in waves sometimes. That God's going to speak to you through the Bible. Luke 24:45, Jesus said that. He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. That they might comprehend the scriptures. That just sounds so zoomed by. They said that it was an angel, a streak of an angel going by. And the Lord said, I'm speaking clearly right now, both through the Holy Spirit and the Bible, which is nice, but to be prepared to listen to both or one or the other during a season. Now, the example of my word that I just told you about, that was an example. Here's another one, that there was fresh revelation from the Lord, from the word of the Lord. You know, many people have been walking through a difficult time and need a breakthrough. Duh, doesn't take it. A prophet understand that. But I've been speaking this for a very long time, to stay positive, stay focused on the Lord, that he's going to have, he can shift your atmosphere so that you're walking under the eye of the storm and not in the storm. If you get that, you can be in the eye of the storm and not in the storm. Or you can get up and take authority over this storm like Jesus did, or you can walk on the waves. You can do different things, but you don't want to get caught up in the storm. So we're in the midst of a storm, right? And I heard the Lord speak. This was a little bit ago, actually. I heard the Lord speak that I will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. I knew that was Psalm 32. I just heard that, a little voice. It was a still small voice. And this, I looked it up, Psalm 32, 7 through 11. Actually, I'm going to read this in the Passion Translation. And as I read it, I saw a pattern of breakthrough I want to share with you. This is revelation and administration all together. The revelation was, I'm going to instruct you and teach you. That's all I heard. I'm going to instruct you and teach you. Now, I had to do some administration. I'd look it up, unless you know the word, which I wasn't sure where it was. But Psalm 32, verse 7 through 11 in the Passion Translation. Lord, you are my secret hiding place, protecting me from these troubles and surrounding me with songs of gladness, for joyous shouts, and you rescue and release my breakthrough. Whoa. So, there's three secrets that's listed here. And one of them is to stay close. He's the intimacy. He's the intimate voice. He's the connection that you need, the Lord, to become intimate with him, in a good way. You know what I'm saying? To become close and walk with him in love. And the second is songs of gladness. And then the third is the shouts of joy. Now, the intimacy and love, see, some people see him as a, that's why you got to stop seeing him as a drill sergeant, you need to pull back and find that secret place with the Lord. It doesn't have to, well, there was a shaking, when I said that, there was something that shook, everything. I bumped my whole thing here because there was a shaking. You need to pull back and find the intimate place with the Lord. Now, I understand you might be working two or three jobs. You got kids. I understand you're walking through the time. It doesn't have to be a long time. But you could even do it in 2 minutes. You could do it in 20 minutes. It doesn't matter. You find this place. Because when you find this place and you get hit with discouragement and trouble, then you'll know the opposite. So take a drive, take a walk, pull back, spend a moment with the Lord, find out where it is. It doesn't have to be long, like I said. Just get refocused on what the Lord is. Get him in your heart. Get some word, the word of the Lord in you, which is the Bible. The second that was mentioned is songs of gladness. So in the moment of trouble, you can change things like that through music. Yep, you could change things like that through music. I just prefer, something upbeat, positive, and sometimes I just let the Lord surprise me. I put on my Amazon music or something, but I sing in the Spirit. You won't want to do this. Get music to shift things for you, and maybe get a playlist that, get me out of trouble playlist, or upbeat and positive playlist. And, begin to sing in the Spirit and remember his promises. Maybe even sing his promises. Maybe even sing Psalm 32. Then the third thing that the Lord wants to do in you right now is the shouts of joy. You know, you don't have to actually shout. Oh, why not? I live in Los Angeles. The beauty is I can shout, I can sing in tongues, I can pray in tongues, I can do public deliverance here because I'm in L.A. No one even looks at me, you know? That's what I love about it. You don't have to do that, but that's why you ever see anyone driving in the car. What you want to do, though, is stop yelling at the Lord. I used to take drives in the car and get upset at the Lord and yell at him. Stop doing that. You want to release the joy of the Lord. Let go of your anger and upset. That's what I had to do to break this. By releasing love, singing, and joy, shouts of joy instead of shouts of upset. The Lord called intercession. You know, if it's not breaking through for you, don't yell at him about it. Ask him to figure it out for you, you know. Some of us have been yelling at our closed heaven. You've been yelling at the closed heaven. The Lord says, let me give you the secret to open the closed heaven. It's not yelling at it. You know, it's the shouts of joy. It's intimacy. It's the songs of gladness. And it is indeed found in Psalm 32:7. Or it is indeed found in this time of prayer, time of prayer and worship. Stop. The Lord told me this. He said, stop. Tell my people, stop yelling and being angry at the closed heaven, and instead shift the spiritual atmosphere of the closed heaven, and it will indeed open. I tell you, by releasing songs and singing joy, you're going to find new strength, and you're going to find that the spiritual atmosphere will indeed open. I tell you, I guarantee that it's something going to happen, at least because it's the word of the Lord, but you do have to let go of some things to get there. So let's stay close with the Lord and listen. Now let's go on. Psalm 32. Let's look at 8 and 9. We're still in the Passion Translation. I hear the Lord say, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway of your life. And I will advise you along the way, leading you forth with my eyes as your guide. This is the Lord saying this. He's saying, hey, listen, I'm going to stay close to you. You're trying to stay close to the Lord. He's saying, I will never leave you or forsake you. I'm staying close to you. Psalm 32:8. I'm guiding you on the pathway right now. I am your guiding light, especially during the storm. And I'm going to advise you along the way. I'm going to lead you out of this wilderness time. So stop yelling and getting angry about it. And start worshiping the Lord and coming into agreement with the word of the Lord. Yeah, come on. So you don't have to do this. Don't become stubborn. This is part of that word too. This is still Psalm 32. He says, so don't make it difficult. Don't become stubborn. And when I take you to where you haven't been before. Whoa. He says, don't make me tug on you and pull you away. Just come with me. He's walking us through right now. This is a prophetic word for this moment. He's walking us through a time, and we got to give up our stubbornness. We got to give up things, our complaining and grumbling and yelling at the Lord, yelling at the closed heaven. Start worshiping the Lord. Listen to this again. You're going to need to put this on replay. Stay close to the Lord. Listen to his voice. He is indeed releasing instructions on what to do. He's got angels here. And you'll be able to worship in the midst of it instead of yelling. Now, here we go. Psalm 32, verse 11, the Passion Translation. This is the whole thing. Psalm 32, 7 through 11, I think, or so. So my conclusion is this. This is the Lord speaking. Psalm 32, 11. So my conclusion is this. Many are the sorrows and the frustrations of those who don't come clean with God. But when you trust in the Lord for your forgiveness, his wraparound love will indeed surround you. Whoa. This is a time to pull back in intimacy. Confess anything on a daily basis. Don't pull back, my goodness. If you have some addictions, maybe you're going through some stuff. Well, everybody's got stuff. But do not pull back from the Lord. Keep confessing every day. Stay as close as you can. I know people have been struggling. The Lord said, I'm going to do something new. He's going to show you how to get through. And maybe you're going to need, he's going to show you who to reconcile to, maybe some forgiveness to go through. But don't forget to celebrate. Psalm 32:11. So now, celebrate the goodness of God. And he shows you this kindness to everyone who is his. Go ahead. Shout for joy. Go ahead. And this is all it. Lord, we just shout for joy. Yes. Woohoo! We say, thank you for your word. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We celebrate your the worship and strength that you're pouring out right now. We celebrate your joy and your peace. You know, I recently went through a tough situation. My goodness, I've been through a bunch of a hit with warfare. You know, I was trying not to get all upset at the enemy too. Don't get upset at the God. But you know, the Lord told me, he said, stop getting upset at the enemy. Because I know he's violating the word. So I was standing on the word too hard almost, in the sense, listen, you want to stand on the word. But if it's making you angry, then shift everything right now. This is what I'm talking about, dying to something to get to the new. You want to stand on the word. But if you're getting angry at the Lord and yelling at the closed heaven, or angry at the enemy because he's violating your rights, listen to me. Anger is not one of the fruits of the Spirit. Are you getting this? I'm giving you a major clue and key to get through. I'm giving you a major clue and key to get through. And I got hit. You know, I do my best to stop. And Lord, I just ask right now to strengthen us. He spoke to me to do these steps right here. And every time I do this, I get a breakthrough. And I just pull back and I begin to worship him. And I'm grateful even though it doesn't look right. Then the powers of darkness will indeed recede. They have to. I've got to tell you, the anointing over this is so powerful. You need to flip your anger. Flip that anger into songs of gladness and joy. Worship. Lord, I thank you for your goodness. And in the midst of this, the Lord said, we need to actually speak this out. Reconcile with people around us. Reconcile with the Lord. Because see, if you do this, it all ties in with one of my major life messages is Jesus' life message. Is the greatest commandment he said over and over was love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those three loves, this is how to fix those three loves. You know, love yourself, don't be prideful, but don't have a low self-esteem either. Love other people. You know, don't be a doormat, but, you know, stand up, but be loving in the sense, and love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And use Psalm 32 in the Passion if you can. It's best that way. Use Psalm 32 as a guideline for this. The Lord's going to move, friends. He's going to move. I'm so excited, Jesus. Dear Lord, we open this message right now. We ask that you would activate it. We open the anointing over it. We open, oh my goodness, it's the word of the Lord. It will work. It will indeed, because it's the word of the Lord where he says he will never forsake you or leave you. And I think this is something very, extremely powerful for right now. Jesus' name. Amen. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. Most people follow me, on social media. The Doug Addison on Facebook. Doug T. Addison on Instagram and Twitter, and Doug Addison on YouTube. Now, I have all those different ones because I started this way a long time ago before I even knew that social media would take off. I know I'm a prophet, but you know, anyway, the Lord's are going to release something right now. I'm so proud of my team. My Enlightened Connection team has put together some amazing strategies and things. They've taken some of my messages and brought them together into packages for you. And this week, we're going to offer a three-part audio series. This is actually new. This is a new one. It's how to hear God accurately. It's the Hearing God Boot Camp. And it's how to hear God accurately, the Hearing God Boot Camp. It's a three-part audio series, plus we'll throw in the electronic version of Hearing God Everyday book. That's my book, the PDF guides on how to hear the Lord. And actually, this might be the paperback as well. I'm not sure. You'll have to go to DougAddison.com/bootcamp and read more about it there, because we've never had this before, where we're pulling together three of my messages plus my book, Hearing God Every Day. Now, if you have this, then, hey, you know, get the package anyway and give the book away. How's that? Go to DougAddison.com/bootcamp. It's the Hearing God Boot Camp, and we are going to move to a whole new level. The Lord's moving, and consider this too, giving to what we do. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we're going to break this thing off right now. I just heard someone, heard the Lord say that someone needs to get this Hearing God broken, you know, the ability to hear the Lord broken. I'm hearing this. We break every curse. We break everything right now. There we go. The Lord's going to do something new. Also consider giving to what we do. DougAddison.com/give. We are a not-for-profit organization, but you can actually join us. You know, some people have their own church. That's great. We become your training center. We do stuff, or we're actually an online church, if you didn't know that. And so DougAddison.com/partner will show you how to join our online community. And if you need, whether you have your church or not, it's fine. Some people see me as their pastor. You know, they tithe or give portions and offerings and donations to us, whatever. But I'm just saying, most people don't know about Enlight Connection, this part of us. We've been doing this for a long time. DougAddison.com/partner. Become a partner. We have a private group. It's a Mighty Networks group. We used to be on Facebook, but we moved over to Mighty Networks, where we have a lot of resources, prayer going on. I mean, this is active. This is not like it's a dead place. In fact, our partner coaches and our partner coach is real, the best I've ever seen. And she prays for everybody every week. It's almost like being in a home group. You know, you can join the community, and we do a once-a-month meeting with the entire group with me. It's a Zoom meeting, and we prophesy, and we pray for everybody. So go to DougAddison.com/partner to become a partner with us, or the boot camp. DougAddison.com/bootcamp. You know, I love you guys. So excited. I can't wait till next week. It's getting better every day here. And I'm expecting a miracle in Jesus' name. See you then.